Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice if I were a singer. Ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
Gonna do
No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on today. Amen. Come on, let's just thank him. Open up your mouth and just thank God right now, because God is still able. Amen. He still sits on. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the great I am. Amen. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finish of our faith. If you would just believe on today, amen, and receive the peace of God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Will you decree and declare that for your life on today? Know that God can open up a way which seems to be no way right now. Amen. That God is able to deliver you and those in our family, even right now, out of harm's way. Hallelujah. That God is a healer. Amen. When the doctor says no, God says yes, you are healed. That God can command you to heal in the midst of all that is going on. When death is at the door, God can call you to live. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. We serve a God of turnaround, and he can divinely intervene even right now and turn every situation around for your good. Come on. Let's give God some praise on today, because he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Come on, let's pray this morning. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, Heavenly Father, with all faith, believing and trusting, O God, for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Lord, we decree and declare that though we've been doing for a night, that joy has come this morning, and we receive the joy that you give, O God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues of peace on today, we still could thank you enough, but yet should we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, O God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, O Lord. We thank you, O God, that we're able because you're able to do all things but fail. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you search our hearts this morning. Amen. If there be any wicked way in us, O God, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we surrender all over to you, God, that you may have your way, O God. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ. Let the mind of Christ arise in us and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we come praying for those in our family, O God, that may be sick and shut in on today, that may be confused, O God, and don't know what to do, O God, don't know where to turn, O God. And Lord, we just come lifting them up on today, that you would touch and heal, touch and deliver and set them free, O God, even ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of fear right now, the spirit of oppression, depression. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of gluttony, every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, and from the affliction of viruses, every hindering spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, spirit of pride and lack and death. We come against the spirit of death and hallelujah and destruction. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we're delivered and set free from every spirit outside the Holy Spirit that may be operating us and those in our family. Oh Lord, fill these your temples up with as much a kind of glory as possible to overflowing, that all will see that we are your children and we belong to you, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, strengthen us right now with a supernatural strength, oh God, that we can keep on keeping on. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, do a new thing in us right now, God. Oh Lord, change us, oh God, and make us more like you, oh God. Oh Lord, higher. Oh Lord, touch our mouths on today. Oh Lord, that we will not speak the word of the world, oh God, but we speak your word, oh God, with boldness and confidence and with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, touch our eyes this morning, that we will see with new eyes, and touch our ears, that we will hear with new ears, oh God, that we can receive divine direction and instruction that coming from you, Father God, that we will be within your will, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine position and order for our lives and those of our family, oh Lord, where things have been out of order, Father God. Let order come and take place. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Isaiah 55 and 24 on today. The word said, before we call, you are answered. And while we're speaking, you will hear us, oh God. And we just want to take it. We decree, look at Isaiah 65 and 25. You have called the Jew and the Gentile, the wolf and the lamb, to feed together in your church, and the dust of the serpents meet. Amen. There is no hurt or destruction in your holy mountain. Amen. And we dwell there. Amen. We rejoice right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree, look at Isaiah 66 and 10. Rejoice, Jerusalem, the church, and be glad with her. All you who love her, rejoice with joy with her. All who mourn for her, amen. Lord, extend peace and love to your church, like the river, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare our hearts rejoice, our bones flourish like the herb, in the hand of the Lord make known to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We come to the mountain of the Lord. We come to Zion on this morning, and we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, have your way. You are the Lord our God. You are the Lord our righteousness. And we are saved and we dwell in safety. Amen. You have redeemed us and ransomed us from those who are stronger than us. Amen. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and redeems us. It makes all things new. Amen. We decree and declare that we're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Lord, we can't thank you enough on today. Oh, Lord, do all that you can do. Move mighty in us and on us, oh God. Lord, satisfy our soul with abundance. Fill us with your goodness, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us come and sing on the heights of Zion on today and rejoice in the goodness of the Lord, who supplies us with wheat, wine, and oil. Our soul will be like a water garden, and we will not sorrow anymore at all. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, through your new covenant, put your law in our mind and write it upon our hearts. Amen. Lord, search your sheep and take care of them. Rescue them and bring them back from the foreign nations where they now live, oh God. Be their shepherd and let them gaze on fertile fields and be safe on grass and meadows and green hills. Bring back those that wander off. Banish those that are hurt and protect those that are weak. And then in the name of Jesus Christ, let your showers of blessing be released upon our lives in this season. Amen. Lord, sprinkle the nation and give the people a new heart and a new spirit. Put your spirit in them. Let them keep your statutes and judgment, oh God. Let your covenant of peace continue from generation to generation. And let your sanctuary be established in our midst. Oh, we want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, magnify yourself, sanctify yourself, let the nations know that you are the Lord, that lives, hallelujah, that you call the beginning from the end, amen, let the river of life flow from the dwelling place throughout the nations, and let the nation be healed, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, purge the wicked out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace, let the nations eat from the tree of life, and let them be for medicine, Lord, we decree and declare that we are saints, and we possess the kingdom of God. Let the sovereign power and greatness of the kingdom the whole heaven be handed over to the saints, the people of the Most High God. Lord, you came to make an end of sins and to establish your kingdom. Amen. Lord, you came to bring in an everlasting righteousness and establish your kingdom. Lord, you came to set up the vision and the problem and establish your kingdom. Lord, we thank you. Lord, you came to anoint the Most Holy and to establish your kingdom. Lord, we thank you that we are obtained mercy and we belong to you and you are our God. Amen. That whoever calls upon you be saved. Amen. Let them come to Mount Zion and be delivered. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, let the people know that you are the Lord God, dwelling in Zion, the holy mountain. Let no strangers pass through Zion anymore. Let the mountains drip the new wine into our lives. Let the hills flow with milk into our lives. Amen. Let the rivers of Judah, which are praised, flood our life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the fountain come forth from the church and water the valley system. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that it is so. Let Judah, let Judah praise the world in our life forever. In your church from generation to generation, Lord, you have raised up the tabernacle of David and repaired its damages and raised up its ruins. And in the days of old, let the nations come into it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let our life yield such a harvest that we won't be able to bring in all our wheat before plowing time. And that hallelujah, we have grace left over from season to season, a fruitful vineyard that hallelujah covers the mountains. Amen. Oh Lord, we just want to sing, take us, let us rebuild ourselves and live in them. May we drink wine for own sins and eat the fruit we grow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let our roots, hallelujah, let our roots deep into the land, oh God. Let our roots deep into the land that you have given us so that we will never be uprooted again. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. But hallelujah, let the nations receive deliverance on Mount Zion and let them walk in the holiness. Let us possess our possessions. And then, hallelujah to your name. We can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough, oh God. We decree and say your kingdom has come to us. Even the first dominion. Lord, you have, hallelujah, you have compassion on us, and you have subdued our iniquities and have cast our sins into the depths of the sea, and we thank you. Let the feet of them who preach the gospel be holy, bring good tidings and promise peace to the nation. And then, Lord, you rejoice over us with gladness and singing, and you quiet us with your love, and we thank you. Lord, you will deal with us, hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, that, hallelujah, you will deal with all who afflict us. And you will save the lame, and you will gather those who were driven out, returning home, oh God, returning us home, oh God, and giving us praise and honor in the place of our captivity. Amen. Let nations be joined unto you, Lord God, and let them be your people with your glory and your dwelling, oh God, in the midst. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, you are the branch. Build the temple, your church, and rule from your throne, oh Lord. Lord, you dwell in the midst of your church and the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts. Amen. Lord, dwell in our lives and those in our family in truth and righteousness. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory. Amen. We decree and declare that we are strong. We decree and declare that we are healed. We decree and declare that we are set free and we are free indeed. We decree and declare that there's no lack of God's goodness in our life. For the Bible tells us that he would not withhold any good things from us. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy that shall follow us all the days of our lives. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, speak peace to the nations and let your dominion be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Lord, let us be as jewels in a crown and lifted up as a banner over the land. Lord, how great is your goodness and how great is your beauty. Hallelujah. Let your fountain flow into the nation for sin and uncleanness. And then let your living water flow from the church and be our king over all the earth. Lord, let the nations come and worship you and keep the feast of Feast of Tabernacles. And then let the people who have gathered up tabernacles and gathered enjoy this time of harvest, joy, and praise. And we just want to say thank you. Let the holiness of the Lord be upon our lives. And we will serve, hallelujah, in your house, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Let every vessel in your house be holy. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Lord, you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise with healing in your wings. Hallelujah, for your kingdom, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would just continue to touch this family, oh God, hallelujah, as we send our sister home on last weekend. Lord, we just pray for children, children's children, oh God, that peace would be upon them, oh God, that you would restore the hope, the joy, oh God, that have they been taken away or lost, oh God, in such a time as this, oh God. We know you to be a God of restoration, amen, hallelujah. It is our prayer that everyone in our family and loved ones, oh God, hallelujah, in this world will be saved, hallelujah, before we take our last breath, oh God, hallelujah, that we will receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, amen, hallelujah, that we will stand before your presence, that you would speak these words of, hallelujah, job well done, my good and faithful servant. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness and all our sins on today. And we forgive those who have hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, mistreated us, talked about us, lied on us, oh God. We release forgiveness on today. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are forgiven, that we can forgive. We love you. And we need you, Father God. I ask in Jesus' name, according to Romans 3:17, let us know the way of peace. Make the God of peace be with us, oh God. Let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let peace come into us and our household and all that we have, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, lift up your counsel upon us and give us your peace. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us your covenant of peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't thank you enough on today. Lord, we ask that you speak to the blood on today, oh God, for we know that life of the flesh is in the blood. Oh, Lord, let our hearts beat the rhythm of life. Oh, God, Lord, bless our food and water that when we take it, it will take sickness away from our body. And we just want to say thank you. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare on today that the full armor of God, it covers us and it protects us. Amen. Hallelujah. It keeps us. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy that's in our way right now. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. Hallelujah, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who conquered the world. Amen. We decree and declare that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, because we have Christ, hallelujah, working on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For your word says that if we abide in you, Lord Jesus, that you abide in us. Amen. And we thank you that you abide in us. Hallelujah to your name. We decree and declare that we are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name on today. And forevermore, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you bless us and those in our family and our going and coming on today. Oh, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy and those that be traveling on the road. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you go before us, preparing a way, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough patch. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take, or those in our family members and loved ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, around, about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread, a head may lay up. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you, God. We ask for more of you as we lift up our Aunt Bernadine on today. And our Aunt Vera, Aunt Eliza Jane, our Aunt Classy, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, our cousin Sean Denise, and hallelujah. We lift up our cousin Tiny and Brenda Gale, and hallelujah. We lift them up on today, oh God. We just pray that you would continue to bless, keep, guide, and strengthen even right now, oh God. We lift up Donna Ray, oh God, hallelujah. Patricia Scott, our cousin Earlene on today, oh God. Our cousin Kim and her children, and hallelujah. Grandchildren, oh God, my mother Carol, amen, hallelujah. We lift them up on today, Lord. Touch, heal in a mighty way, oh God. Our husband, Dorsey Manning, amen. Our children and grandchildren, children to come, hallelujah, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yes, still we thank you. We lift up our cousin Lewis on today. Oh, Lord, move mighty, oh God. Let your will take on in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Water, cry by my shot, out of KCT. Lord, we love you and we need you. More of you, Lord God, and less of ourselves, Father. We decree and declare all is well, that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, clothed with the robe of righteousness. Amen. Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that restoration has come. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we shall live. Amen. For we have life. And you've called us, Father God, to live. And we have life in abundance. We shall live and not die. Amen. We decree and declare we're blessed. And that our Father God has blessed, no man can curse. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. If you would just open up your mouth and just thank God, we are still here. Amen. December 2nd, 2023, we are still here, amen. Hallelujah. We did not sleep the sleep of death, but hallelujah, sleep of restoration and refreshing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says everything that have breath, praise the Lord. If you have breath, yes. Amen, hallelujah. If you're still alive, you have an opportunity today to praise the Lord. Amen, hallelujah.
And amen.
Yes. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name on today. Amen. Welcome, family. Good morning. Good morning and
good
welcome.
Morning. Good morning.
As we are back in position to receive and stand in the gap for those in our family on today. Praying their strength. Amen. The peace of God be with us all. Amen. Yeah. Oh, God, we thank you. Amen. We're going to start by Aunt Bernadine. God bless you, Aunt Bernadine. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you. God bless you. I am doing so good. I'm blessed, and I'm so thankful, and I praise Him every day of my life.
Amen.
And I love you. You love you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, Aunt Bernadine, and we just thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you both. How you doing and how y'all been?
Doing good. You want to say good morning, Mama?
Good morning.
We're doing good.
Good morning, dear.
We're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you both. We love you. And we thank God for
you.
Amen. God is good. Amen. Cousin Ern Lee, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I've been doing good, and I'm just totally blessed. And I'm just,
amen.
Oh, God. I'm going to try to get it out. I'm just so happy this morning thinking about the goodness of God. And He woke us all up this morning.
Amen.
Calls us to get up and give us another day, another chance. And
because
we don't have no power. It's all power in God's hands. If He didn't get us up, we wouldn't be up. And I'm so grateful to God and so thankful for His goodness and His grace and His mercy for keeping us all the time, keeping us in spite of all the chaos that's going on in the world. God can keep you at peace. Keep your mind on. We'll be all right.
Amen. God bless
praise
you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice. And I just thank God for using you this morning. And when you understand and know, family, as our cousin Earlene said here, keeping our mind stayed on Jesus will keep us in perfect peace, because that means you're not focused on social media and what the news is saying. You're so much into the Word of God, and somebody got to call you and tell you what's going on, and all you can say, but God. It's but God, and give them scripture to encourage them what the Word of God is. The Bible says, Jesus said Himself, He said, I give you the peace, not that with the world deals, so the world can take it away. So know that the world is always trying to rob you of that peace that only Jesus Christ can give. But you got to understand and know the world can't take it away, because the world didn't give it to you. So no matter what's going on around us or what the what people are saying, you still can have peace in your storm, in your trial, in your tribulation. And you're going through in that wilderness and have the peace of God, and people can look at you and say, how is it that you're still smiling? How that you're still able? Why are you not losing your mind? Because I have the peace that God gives, and you can't take it away, because nothing in this world can take it away, because you didn't give it to me. Hallelujah. When we just think about the goodness of God, we can think about so many things. Amen. We can look at, we can magnify so many things. We can ponder on so many things. But when you think about the goodness of God, amen, and knowing that you're still here, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've never been without a place to stay. I've been homeless, but never without a place to stay. Amen. A lot of times people are looking at, I don't have a home, I'm homeless, but do you have somewhere to stay right now? I do. But then you okay, because there's someone that don't have what you have. You have people that have eyes that cannot see, and ears that can't hear, and a tongue that can't speak, and legs that won't walk. Amen. But you are able. People have hands that they can't feed themselves. When you just think about the goodness of the Lord and how God has blessed us, we have so much to thank God for in the midst of everything that's going on. If you just keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
and keep your mind focused. Thank
my
you,
Lord, my God. God bless you. Cousin Ernie, we love you and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing just fine. Thank you, God, for another day and just thanking him for all that he has done and all that he will do. And it's just a blessing to be back here on the line with the family. And thank God. And thank God for you continuing the line.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. And we love you. We thank God for you, Cousin Kim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama, God bless you. How you doing and how you been? And welcome. Carol. You may be on mute. Oh, no, you're probably trying to get your phone away.
You know, you got to give me time to get back on the phone because I have to go through all the changes. Oh, I don't like it. But good bless the morning.
Good morning
from Louisiana to Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm doing good. Glad to hear everybody on the line this morning, so I'm blessed because he woke me up again.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And I thank God for
love
you. Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family.
Morning.
Good to be back on the line. Because last week we was at home going to my sister. And it was a nice service. And I looked around, I saw all those nieces and grandchildren where she did something in their life to make them a better person. And
amen.
To see so many of them there. I mean, the great nieces, they didn't know her like the nieces did. So I'm thankful that they was there for her home going service, and it was beautiful. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep. We love you. We thank God for you. Definitely wanted to be there. I got sick that Monday, and with cold and flu, and so I was stuck here in Houston. But we were praying. Amen. So we're definitely in prayer. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brenda did send me the obituary and did let me know how everything went. So we just thank God for it all. Well, amen. That we had that time together to be able to have such a beautiful spirit of God to be here in our family.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed, and I thank the Lord for waking me this morning. Let me see a brand-new day. And I thank the Lord that he took my son that came down to the home going of my auntie and Lord Brother Max Chase, and I thank him for it. Thank you right now, Jesus. I thank you for taking care of all of my kids and grandkids and my aunties, all my aunties. And uncles and nannies, and Lord got them up on their feet. And I thank the Lord for it. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. But God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. I was looking for you this morning, and I said, oh, she popped in. And so it was so good to see that you were able to make it on the line on today. Glory to God as we press on and press in. There's so many things that's going to try to keep us from getting in position. The enemy's going to speak. You don't need to get on today. You know, you got to go do this. You got to go do that. But we have to ask, what does God have for me to do? Lord, what would you have for me to do? You know, letting God's will be done, because we know there's so many other things that we could be doing. Some of us could still be asleep. We could be running errands. But when you make a decision, say, I'm going to rise up and seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and be in position. No know that God will work out everything, every intricate of my life, because it's already done, amen, for all is in God's hands. So why not do what God has called us to do first and foremost, amen, because God has the final say, amen. He has the say so of it all, amen. So God bless us, family, because this morning I said, okay, we weren't able to stay in the home. We had to get a room because of plumbing and all this kind of stuff. And I said, well, I'm in a room. Should I get on the line? Well, there's something for you to do. So there was no ifs, ands, buts about it. And understanding position is everything, family, that we are in position. There's somebody that's waiting for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, family, we're going to be coming out the book of James, chapter 1. Verse 19 through 26. That's James chapter 1, verse 19 through 26. And I'm coming out the New King James Version. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 1, verse 19 through 26. And I'll close up the line so that we can be able to hear this morning. And then we'll have our prayer petition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 19 through 26, says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Verse 21 says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. And I'll go straight to 27 and close out there in 27 if you don't mind. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and keep oneself unspotted from the world. Amen. When we look at verse 19 here in the Bible, when it says for us to be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce righteousness of God. When James warns against anger that erupts when our egos get bruised, or, you know, I'm hurt or my opinions are not being heard, outrage has become the normal reaction to anyone who disagrees with us. When injustice and sin occur, we should become angry because others are being hurt, but we should not become angry when we fail to win an argument or when we feel offended or neglected. Selfish anger never helps anyone. When we talk too much and listen too little, we communicate to others that we think our ideas are more important than theirs. James wisely advises us to reverse this process. Put a mental stopwatch on your conversations and keep track of how much you talk and how much you listen. When people talk with you, do they feel that their viewpoints and ideas are valued? James advises us to get rid of everything that is wrong in our lives and receive with meekness the salvation message we have received, which is the implanted word, because it alone can save us. It is important to listen to what God's word says, but it is much more important to obey it and do what it says. We can measure the effectiveness of our Bible study time by the effect it has on our behavior and attitudes. Do you put into action what you have studied? what you have heard, amen, what you have received, because we have to be more than just readers and hearers, but we've been called to be doers of the word of God. We've called to be changed, amen. Some of us want to stay the same and say, that's just who I am, and I said it and it said, but we have to have a made up mind that we're going to receive and we're going to not just be readers and hearers, but we're going to be doers, amen, and to always see how the change that come, because when we receive Christ, there's change on the inside, and we don't feel comfortable staying in that place. We don't feel comfortable with those conversations. We're not comfortable with those situations that are not of God. And we immediately come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here in Scripture, it seems in the verse 25, paradoxical, that a law could give us freedom, but God's law offers us a true reflection of our sinful condition and gives us the opportunity to ask for God's forgiveness. When we are saved by God's grace and salvation frees us from sin's control, we are no longer slaves to our selfish desires. As believers, we are free to live as God created us to live. Of course, this does not mean that we are free to do as we please. Rather, now we are free to obey God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wrapping up here in verse 26, I'm sorry, verse 26 here, family, and we'll close out here in Scripture. You know, inward change must affect outward conduct. Hallelujah. It must affect our outward conduct. Amen. We have to control our tongues. A lot of us sometimes, hallelujah, help us, Lord, have a problem controlling our tongues. No matter how spiritual we may think we are, we could all control our speech more effectively. Father God, we thank you for your word on today, for we know your word is true and forever established in heaven. Lord, we ask that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer today, Lord God, that we be doers of your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, family, we're going to have our prayer petition. If you have your prayer petition, amen, we'll pray it all together collectively on today as we're going to get ready to make a move out of the room this morning. So if you all would just forgive me as I bow out just a little bit early here as we have our prayer petition and I close us out in prayer. Amen. Averna Sheen, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you this morning.
God bless you.
I pray for your family.
Amen.
For everyone that's on the line.
Yes.
For the whole wide world. And my special prayer is for my first cousin, Louis Jones. Hoping and praying. We praying for him that he be able to get up and walk on his own. And I'll
Amen.
Be so thankful. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that every prayer petition that went forth from your mouth, amen, to our Heavenly Father's ears. For yet the Bible tells us that yet while we're still speaking, it's already answering. So, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers, oh God, for our family, oh God, and loved ones, oh God, and our cousin Louis Jones, oh God. We know that your God that is able, God, that he will be able to walk again, that you bring strength to his bones, oh God, to his legs, to his feet, that he will stand up, oh God, and give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that you've turned around, that you've healed him and delivered him, oh God, from every disability, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would continue to strengthen our Aunt Bernstein and be your peace, oh God, be your joy, oh God. Oh, Lord, give a long life, oh God, amen, hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you, Aunt Bernstein. Thank God for
amen.
You. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, let's continue to pray for our health and strength and pray for everybody that's on the line. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We touch and agree right now. And, Lord, we know that you're able to keep us, God, keep us healthy, keep us strong, oh, God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, whatever any ailments, oh, God, of sickness or ache, pain or discomfort, oh, God, that your daughter's dealing with and all that she loved may be dealing with, Lord, we ask that healing would spring forth right now, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that you will release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh, God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, that she He will decree and declare and all that believe and trust you and know you to be Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us, that they will decree and declare today that I am healed, that they will touch and decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I am healed. I receive my healing right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you because we believe your report that we are healed, that we are delivered and set free, even in the midst of everything that's going on in our body. We decree and declare healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
and we just want to say thank you because your word says by the
stripes
that we are healed, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack, a heart attack, stroke, diabetes, heart disease, COPD, asthma, hallelujah. We come against, hallelujah, right now, arthritis, crippling arthritis, sinusitis, whatever it may be, amen. We decree and declare our whole feet with the rhythm of life, amen. We decree and declare, God, that you have spoken your word and we receive your word and we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We don't decree and declare that we're sick. We decree and declare deliverance and healing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We do not, hallelujah, decree and declare that we, but we're strong in the Lord our God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We love you and we need you, Father. We thank you for answered prayers on today. We thank you that peace has come and peace is still. We thank you, Lord God, that we have your joy. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, for your protection.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you both. We love you. And we
thank
God for you.
You
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'd like for you to lift my nephew up in prayer. He's still in intensive care, but he's doing better. And the caregivers in the world as a whole. We need God so bad. His divine intervention. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your healing power on today. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. When the enemy says no, oh God, hallelujah, and you called us to live, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you're able, amen, to do it all, amen, hallelujah. There's nothing that you cannot do. So, Lord, as we come, oh God, trusting and believing, oh God, hallelujah, for the move in the life of your daughter's nephew, oh God, that you would just touch and heal right now. Lord, that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for us good. We decree and declare by faith on today as we come together with combined faith that he's coming out to in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He's coming out restored and renewed, made, hallelujah, made whole, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, kept upon the goodness of you, Father God, and all that you've done in him right now. Lord, even right now, God, we ask that you send your angels, your ministering angels, to minister to his mind, his body, and spirit, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that healing would spring forth speedily, amen. That he would receive your word, even in this position, amen. Hallelujah, that he would speak your word with boldness and confidence and say, what God said, amen, hallelujah, how you called him to live, how you called him to come out, my son, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the doctors will be astonished, oh God, by your work, amen, because we know you to be a healer, amen, hallelujah. They, we know that they practice medicine, but you are the healer, so we thank you for healing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray the strength, oh God, hallelujah, and the peace of your children that you're placed in position, oh God, to be caregivers, oh God, of this world, because you called us to serve. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we have the anointing to serve, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, even right now, God, Lord, we ask that every need be met, oh God, that you let them receive from you a supernatural strength, that even these themselves will not even understand how they're able to keep on keeping on, in the name of Jesus Christ, but knowing that it cometh from you, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare our own life, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, a life of your goodness. We decree and declare Psalm 23, amen, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, amen, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hiya. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Hiya. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. If you need the healing on today, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive it right there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. God bless you, Cousin Earlene. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen
you,
and amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Amen. Go ahead.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Cousin Kim.
Amen. Glory to God. Just continue prayers for the family and for Traveling Grace. I'm out of town. So just need Traveling Grace traveling back.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, as we continue to pray for this Mackey family and all that's connected to us, the Jenkins family, the Smith family, the Green family, the Scott family, the Blade family, oh God, hallelujah, everyone that's connected to this family, amen. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would just continue to bless and keep and strengthen, oh God, and keep your warring angels around us, and hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it's our prayer that all be saved, amen. Those that are operating in darkness, oh God, we pray even right now that you will call them into your marvelous sight, oh God. Amen. For your word tells us that where there is light, darkness cannot dwell. Amen. It cannot comprehend the light. Amen.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to make us that light. Amen. That when we come into a place where there was darkness, oh God, that it cannot stay in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So any one of our family members that are operating in darkness, amen. Oh, Lord, let them have a call them to come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of suicide, homicide. We come against every spirit of, hallelujah, lesbian. Hallelujah. You come against every spirit of hostility. We come against every spirit of Hashedel Oshanama. Lord, help us on today. Any spirit that's operating in us or our children, children's children life. Amen. Spirit of homosexuality. We call you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let their desires, oh God, let it be changed, oh God. Let their desire to do your will, to serve your God. Take their taste out of my every addiction, oh God, that they may have or we may have, oh God. That will keep us from you, oh God, from serving you up. Oh, Lord, let it be, hallelujah, let it be uprooted right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And, Lord, we pray for Traveling Grace on today for your daughter. Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you encamp your warring angels around, oh, God, as she travels, oh, God, protecting her from seen and unforeseen dangers, oh, God. Oh, Lord, make every crooked path straight and smooth out every rough patch along the way, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, or place that you may enter into, or hallelujah, any house that you may enter into, or building you may enter into, everywhere your feet may tread, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers you and protects you and it keeps you safe. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mama, God bless you. Mama.
God bless you again, over and over. You come out of prayer for me when you pray. I'm just grateful. Just thanking God. I'm just grateful. He already knows. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Waking up with a grateful spirit going down. And I'll just share this before we go to Eliza Jane. My lifestyle is a lifestyle of praise and worship, just praise and worship. And sometimes it becomes too much for my husband because I'm always praising and worship. Everything is praise and worship. It's always a hallelujah good time. Anybody talks to me, they'll know it's a hallelujah good time. And how is this? Because it's what I practice each and every day. And we have a lifestyle of praise and worship and prayer. It doesn't have to be a long prayer, but you can have a lifestyle of praise and worship that every moment of your day when you realize God is keeping you, when you realize it could have been, it should have been, because when you see the things that are going on in the world, or people can be sleeping in their bed and trouble comes knocking at the door. Sometimes trouble is locked up with you. Sometimes trouble is laying on the side of you. I want you to understand, hallelujah, you can have praise and worship and nobody can take it away. They can take your money away. They can take everything that you have, but they can't take your praise and your worship away. they have all sexual communication with God. They can lock you up and cut off your cell phone. I want you to understand, they cannot cut the connection that you have with God. You can still praise God, amen, in the midst of everything that you're going through, in the midst of everything being taken away, you still have praise. You're coming, you got it on the inside. Let it come out on the outside. I'm here to tell you, it will open up a way where it seems to be no way. If you don't know the story about, hallelujah, when Apostle Paul was in the jail, they begin to praise him. They begin to, hallelujah, they begin to sing to the Lord. Hallelujah, and the casting and the prison doors are swung open. I want you to understand and know, don't let the devil rob you of your praise and of your worship. It don't cost you nothing but your life. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you're driving in the country at certain parts of the world, you will lose connection. Your phone may not work, amen. You get to certain parts, and then you say, oh, my phone, you know those parts of your phone about to go out on. You say, I'm about to reach this point where you may lose me. But I want you to understand, you ain't going to lose your praise and your worship unless you want to praise them.
Praise God no matter what.
Yes,
no matter what. No matter what. Praise him.
Worthy,
hallelujah.
Worthy.
Your peace will come. Yes. Your joy will come. Hallelujah. Hey, a lot of times we reach for the medication to help us with our mental state. But I want you to understand and know, I've had situations where things been heavy. I had things where I said, Lord, I began to praise him. I'm telling you, everything that the enemy tried to put on my shoulder, they came off. Hallelujah. Everything that was trying to bog my mind down, it had to leave because I had praise that was on the inside that came out and it broke every chain, every stronghold. My Lord, my God, I don't know who this works on today, but if you just praise God right now, if you would just take this moment, just shout and just thank him right
now.
Every situation that you're going through, I want you to understand it will open the way, will be opened up. That breakthrough will come. Your healing will spring forth. If you just take your time and set your mind on the things of God, I want you to understand that God will save us. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but if you just praise him right now, don't let him rock
by with
you. I want you to understand, you ain't got to pay the praise. Hallelujah. There's payment in the praise. Amen. Glory to the Most High God, who is able to bring you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Living God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
My prayer request this morning is for Pat Scott. Pat had her surgery. She's home. She's doing well. In good spirits. And I thank God for that. And she's not pain-free yet, but she says she's getting there. So let's pray for her and thank God for what he's done for her. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes,
Pat
Lord, we thank you, Father God.
Pat,
come again,
Rachel.
God. Come again.
I say Pat Scott, for those that don't know, is Don Ray's wife.
Oh, yes, we know that. Yes, he used to be on the prayer line. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I think we mentioned her name this morning. Yes. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, gracious Lord, we come before you lifting up our sister in Christ, oh Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in her and for that all will see. Hallelujah. And what you have done, oh God, that only you, oh God, can do it, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we just pray for speedy healing right now, speedy recovery, oh God. And Lord, we pray that she'll be delivered out of every pain, ache, and discomfort that she may be having even on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of that. And Lord, we know you to be a Lord of restoration. So Father God, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every nerve, every muscle, every tissue, every bone in her body, even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare new beginnings. Amen. We decree and declare the old has passed away, that she's walking in her newness. Amen. New seasons of God's goodness. And hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will be her strength, oh Lord, even right now, God. And we decree decree and declare that even as we're praying, that she is receiving right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless you, Aunt Eliza Jane. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is something that we all understand. When we pray for others, hallelujah, God moves in our lives. Amen. Because we take it off by ourselves. And we're not just thinking about self. The Bible says in the book of Job, he said, when Job prayed for his friends, God blessed him. Amen. He gave them double for his trouble. He had more than what the enemy had taken away. Amen. When we pray for others, my Lord, my God, we've been called to serve. Hallelujah. So God bless you and God keep your family. Love you. Thank God for you all. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want you to pray for the entire Scott family and everyone on the line and pray that kind of took my auntie from Chicago down to CPAD, and I thank the Lord they had a safe trip. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God. Oh, gracious Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh, God, for our family. Amen. The Scott family, oh, God, we pray that you would just continue to bless them and keep them, oh, God, and let peace come and be still, oh, God, in their lives, oh, God, that they will keep their mind stayed on you, that they will receive that perfect peace, amen, that surpasses all understanding, oh, God. It's our prayer that all be saved. And we thank you for your goodness, Lord. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's definitely been a blessing, family, to be on the line. We're still here. Amen. And as long as God continue to keep me, amen, I will be in position to be used by God. And I pray, family, that you all, too, will allow God to use you, letting God's will be done in your life, surrendering your will over to God. Amen. As we pray on today, as we get ready to close out here in prayer, I'm just going to pray the prayer of peace. Amen. We need peace in this world. Amen. That peace will come and be still in this entire world that God has created. Amen. That there be war no more, that the wicked be uprooted and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we bless you. As we come on today, oh, God, we lift up those in our family, oh, God, and we just, first of all, just want to say thank you, oh, God, for keeping us. We thank you, oh, God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. As we come on today, oh, God, we come with all faith. We come believing. Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, even right now, God, that we can receive from you even the more, because we know that you're God of more than enough, oh, God, that you can take the little bit that we have, the little bit of faith, oh, God, and command the increase, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. And, Lord, we pray for those that, hallelujah, that are not on the line today, oh, God, that are normally in position. Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you will call them back to the line, oh, God. Amen. That they may receive in a mighty way from you, oh, God. Knowing, oh, God, it's you that have called them for such a time as this, oh, God. And we come against every spirit of distraction, every spirit of destruction that's trying to keep us back, trying to hold us back from what you have for us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you remove every barrier, every way of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Heaven, that's blocking us from receiving our blessing, from receiving our breakthrough, from receiving our healing, from receiving our deliverance, oh God. Let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Heaven. Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment right now, that it will take place in the life of your children, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We decree and declare if it had not been for you, Lord God, on our side, where will we be even on today? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, even on last night, that you gave my husband wisdom, oh God, hallelujah, to know when it's time to go, even though I wanted to stay in myself, oh God, but you gave him that wisdom, oh God, and that anointing to say, we got to get out of this place, but we're not in a safe place. I understand you upset right now, wife, but this is not a safe situation, and I got to bring you out. So, Lord, I just thank you for giving him that anointing of wisdom, oh God, to know when to do it, what to do, and when to do it, oh God. And I just want to say thank you, oh God, that even when I was in myself, oh God, and that you spoke to him, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, because the Spirit that is in him, which is the Holy Spirit, that I knew, Father God, it's you that was speaking through him. So, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we bless your holy name, Lord. We decree and declare your goodness on today. Oh, Lord, we are your work, oh God. We belong to you, for our life is not our own. We will sing a new song, amen, for we are redeemed. We are redeemed, amen, hallelujah. We receive right now the abundant, hallelujah, we receive abundant redemption right now, and we are justified freely by his grace and the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is our redemption, amen. We have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, let us know the way of peace right now. May the God of peace be with us and those in our family, that mercy and peace and love be multiplied to us. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let peace be upon the land, oh God. We receive and hallelujah, that we decree to God, we redeem our souls, redeem in peace from the battle that was against us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your Lord gives us great peace and nothing causes us to stumble. And we just want to say thank you. We decree to God that we are spiritually minded, therefore our life, hallelujah, for life and peace are ours. Amen. Lord, you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, you have established peace for us. We decree and declare according to Isaiah 32:18, we will dwell in a peaceful habitation and secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Amen. We decree and declare Isaiah 54:13 that our children will be taught by the Lord and their peace will be great. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let war be no more in the land of God. Bring healing, oh God, and health, oh God, to us, oh Lord, and reveal to us the abundance of peace. The God of peace will crush Satan under our feet. Lord, we thank you that you have made a covenant of peace with us, and it is an everlasting covenant. And we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we pray for Israel on today. And we just pray that war be no more and peace be upon the land. We love you. Lord, we ask that your hedge of protection be around us and those in our family. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we thank you for, Lord, that we can lie down in safety, because it's you that is with us. It is you that give your angels charge over us. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare we're blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us both. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise, family. If you receive,
amen.
Shall it be as you want it, and all that's in your house. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say before we close out here in prayer, please do so when I call your name. If not, just say amen. Glory to God. I feel a newness. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I feel a newness. Hallelujah. I feel new. I feel renewed. I feel strengthened. Hallelujah. God bless you. Aunt Bernestine, go ahead.
Glory, hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
The joy of the Lord is our strength and peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. God bless you. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Amen. Give you time to get back to us, Mama. All right, cousin. I mean, Aunt Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes. Cousin Dorica, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'll say amen and call your mama Sharon. She's sick with a cold.
Oh, I did. She didn't answer. I was waiting for her to give me a call back. I'll try her again. Yeah,
okay,
I have been calling her. I was wondering what's going on with her. Okay, God bless you. Thank you.
All right, God bless
mama,
you all, too, and I enjoyed everything.
Amen. Glory to God. Mama, is your line open now? Carol? Mom, is your line open now?
All righty, we're going to go ahead and wrap up here. I'm not sure what's going on with the line. Amen. Again, thank you, family. Thank you all for coming on the line today and touching and agreeing in prayer. I do pray we all have a blessed week in the Lord. Be strengthened, be encouraged. Amen. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. I guarantee you, keep you in perfect peace. Amen. Nope. And now may the Lord. Mama, you there? Just want to make sure if you want to say something or not. Okay, we'll keep going. Alrighty. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you have the peace that the world can't give. May you live with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, knowing that you are daughters, amen, and sons of the Most High God. May you come to know that where your foot falls, God goes with you. The power of God's word lives in you because Christ, your Savior, lives in you. Let this week's battle turn to triumphs as every enemy is defeated. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless your family. We love you. And we thank God
bless
for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Oh, I see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed up for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Nobody there to put me out. Said I will be.
Yeah.